I used to think that there was nothing wrong with sleeping in separate beds because I was on a different schedule from my wife. I did mornings. She had a normal schedule. So I went to sleep in separate beds, and I thought, ah, this isn't doing any harm at all. Well, guess what? We're pretty much not married anymore.
I, you know, there might have been more to it than just that.
No, that's it. No other issues. Maybe a few. But the thing is, I want to hear from people who sleep in separate beds because you're the ones who can weigh in.
Well, especially there might be somebody in that relationship who is not okay with it.
I guarantee you in most of the situations where you're sleeping separately, one of the partner likes it a lot more than the other partner.
See, I was until Phoebe yelled at me this weekend. I was the guy that was leaving, but now I'm thinking if Phoebe was leaving every single night, I don't know how that would make me feel.
Right, like getting out of your bed to go sleep somewhere else?
Yeah, that was me. I was on a good month kick where I did that.
727-579-1025.
When you're sleeping in the same bed, I mean, are you cuddling? Are you touching? What are you doing?
Should be, right?
No.
The whole night? No, there's no.
Well, if that's the case, it doesn't matter if you're in the bed.
You should definitely be cuddling.
All night?
Not all night. But you cuddle in the beginning. I mean,
the beginning,
you know, before you fall asleep, somehow there's like legs intertwining.
Yeah.
Or you guys hold hands.
What are you talking about?
Holding hands.
Legs intertwining?
Yeah.
When you're trying to go to sleep?
No, I'll be asleep and my legs are intertwined.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Moby has very irresistible legs that you must intertwine with, but you guys are still, if you've been with him for 10 years, I don't think you're going to want to intertwine when you're going to bed.
He's got a point.
I don't sleep well unless
you're intertwined.
We're in bed together.
Oh, you can't sleep without him.
No, it's now that I'm used to sleeping with somebody, it's weird sleeping alone. So I think I would hate it.
727-579-1025. If you sleep in separate beds, especially if you hate it, we want to hear from you.
Well, what if Moby, let's say you had a 2-bedroom establishment, Nikki, and not just a studio. If Moby said, all right, I'm going to go sleep in this other room because I'm more comfortable. Would you have an issue with that?
I would.
Of course
Why?
You would.
He just wants to be comfortable. He's got to be up early.
Which actually, I mean, you should probably sleep in a different area of the house because you're waking up very early for Starbucks.
Right.
Yes, I get up and I go into the other room to get ready so I don't disturb him.
Oh, that's nice.
When you're both asleep, it doesn't even matter.
That's true. You could be asleep in the same bed or different beds.
No, because we still have like a physical connection.
And then what if
happening?
You wake up and you decide you want to get one in, you know? You're like, hey, what's up?
Exactly.
Do the old good morning, like poke, poke, poke.
Things happen.
Like poke, poke, poke.
I didn't need to see you thrust. Here's the deal. Here's the agreement I came up with Phoebe. I now will fall asleep in our bedroom, and I always wake up in the middle of the night around 12 or 1, and then I'll go into the other room because I have a hard time falling back asleep, so I just kind of need all of my space.
I get that. So, like, you fall asleep together.
Yeah.
But then if you wake up, which you inevitably do, you just go wander down to the other room.
Before, I was in the habit of just like, all right, it's 8 or 9 o'clock. I'm going to go to the other room now. And then she expressed that she wasn't a fan of that.
See, I don't feel like sleeping is something we're doing together.
Right.
Like, we're both, like, you're on your own.
Yeah, I get that. Like, you're sleeping. What does it matter if you're together or not?
If a lot of people, including yourself, don't believe in monogamy, then you definitely shouldn't believe in sleeping in the same bed with someone. Right?
No.
What? You just think we should just be around with a bunch? We could hook up with this however many women we want to.
But you sleep with your main
boo. But we should still be sleeping in the same bed with somebody. Even though it's not natural to settle with somebody, it's natural to sleep on top of somebody.
Yeah.
Not on top of them.
Hey, Ralph, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
I only have a twin bed.
How you doing, Ralph?
Yeah, me and the wife, we sleep separately, and I don't like it for two big reasons.
Okay. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Little forced, sir, but I appreciate the call. Dan, what's up, man?
Well, hey, Drew, how are you? I don't sleep with my wife, and it all started with because of I have some crazy hours. I drive for a limousine company, so sometimes I'd be getting home very late, and not to disturb her, I would go into the guest room, and it just kind of evolved into going into my own bedroom. Also, I'm a terrible snorer, and I'm a violent sleeper. I have a lot of violent, vivid dreams, and I punch the bed and things like that, and one time I punched an ex-wife right in the nose in the middle of the night.
Yeah, nice
but,
try.
But anyway, it works out fine for us not being together. And actually, when it's time for a little naughty time, it's kind of a little naughty. Yeah, you know, come on over to my place, or why don't you come over to my place?
My place. Up the hall is my place. 727-579-1025. Tracy, do you sleep in separate beds?
Yes, I sleep in a separate bed with my husband. We've been married 8 years, but this past year I started sleeping in the guest bedroom because he wakes up early, and so I just kind of slept in there a few times. My daughter, she's about 7 years old, and she kind of snuck in there with me, and now it's pretty much every night the guest bedroom is my bedroom, and my daughter sometimes sleeps with us too. I know that's bad, but my husband gets this king-size bed all to himself now.
Be honest here. Be honest. Does it affect your intimacy at all? Do you feel like you have sacrificed some intimacy for comfort's sake?
I can definitely see that. I can definitely see that because he goes to bed a little earlier than I do. So, you know, he's already passed out in the bedroom, and then I don't do anything. I just go into my separate spare room and go to sleep, and that's kind of how it's been now every night.
How frequently are the two of you, knocking the boots, if you will?
I'd say maybe 2 times a month now.
Okay.
Maybe 3.
2 times a month, maybe 3. Are you taking care of yourself rather than him taking care of you? Be honest.
No, I don't. I don't. For some reason, I don't need it, I guess.
Are you sure you're not on chat roulette late at night using all your tokens?
I think I have the wet dreams that kind of take care of me. But like I said, my daughter sometimes ends up sneaking in there and sleeping with me. So I, you know, can't be doing that.
Okay, thank you. 727-579-1025.
Can you just, like, hook up and then go to your separate beds?
Yeah, that's fine. Like, bang and then go sleep.
Let's say they've been together 9 years because you said they've been married 8 years.
Right.
When you're down to 2 times a month at that point, that's kind of low, right?
8 years?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Does it?
Yeah.
Not for me.
It balances itself out.
Yeah, it depends. Not for you?
No.
And how long you been married?
I've been with her. It's almost been 10 years. I've been married to her for 5.
Adam, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
12 times a month here.
Well, I've been married 9 years, and it's at least once a week.
There you go. Get it. Well, that's 4 times a month. Exactly. Do you sleep in separate beds?
We do. We've got a 5-month-old, so that's kind of my excuse, but I love it. She does not.
She does not. Would you be opposed to us talking to her about it on the radio, sir? We'll give you a prize.
If we could get her on the line.
All right. Hold on one moment. We're going to hook you up with Nikki, and we'll see if we can get her on the phone because, quite frankly, we'd like to make it uncomfortable for you. Destiny, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. We're talking about this article a lady wrote for Yahoo. Her name is Brittany Meng, and she said that sleeping separately didn't end my marriage. It strengthened it. Do you sleep in separate beds, young lady?
We do sleep in separate beds. We've been married for 17 years.
Oh.
And about 5 years ago, his schedule changed to where he was going to bed very early because he had to be up at like 2:30 in the morning. And he wouldn't let me watch TV in bed, which is something I had done the entire time we've been married. So I started sleeping downstairs so that I could watch TV.
Okay.
But we don't really, neither one of us like the fact that we sleep in separate rooms. We just haven't figured out a way to fix the issue of me not being able to watch TV because he goes to bed at 10 and I'm a night owl.
And I'm not telling you how to live your life or anything, but have you ever thought about like meditation or something like that? Like instead of watching TV, which keeps your brain active, maybe you lay in bed with him and you meditate.
I have totally laid in bed with him and do that. I stare at the wall all night. It makes me crazy. So neither one of us are happy about it, and I totally disagree that it can strengthen a marriage. It's not going to end my marriage, but I do not think that it's good for any couples because you do lose intimacy, and it does cause problems on occasion.
How is your sex frequency?
Twice a week, probably. It just depends on our kids' schedule.
Sure. Not bad, not bad. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call, and have yourself a great night.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. All right, we heard from Adam. He said he loves sleeping in separate beds, but his wife hates it. His wife's name is Pam. She's about to join us.
And now, it's about to get really awkward up in here. Well, at least hopefully. It's Phone a Friend.
It's time to phone a friend.
Hello, Pam.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good, good. Thank you for joining us. We talked to your husband, Adam, about a news story that we read about couples sleeping in separate beds. Some people think that it can strengthen a relationship, and some people say it can destroy a relationship. He says he loves sleeping in separate beds. How do you feel about it, Pam?
It depends upon the day or the night, rather. I think it's a good thing for him because he doesn't have to be bothered when with a baby.
But
that means that he doesn't have to be bothered with a baby.
So you're taking the burden of the baby not getting a full night's sleep, waking up very, very tired in the morning while he sleeps in a separate bed.
Yeah.
How is the frequency of your love life?
It could be better.
Could be better. How many times a month would you say that you're getting it done?
Oh, I would say 4 or 5.
Not bad. How long you been married?
10 years. Working on 10 years.
When he abandoned you late at night, do you ever find yourself, you know, gazing at ex-boyfriends on Facebook?
No, I can't say that.
You can't say that because you know he's listening right now.
I've got better things to do.
She probably goes, look at Otis. I bet he sleeps in the same bed as his wife. What a guy. I can't believe I let him get away.
So if you would say, if it were your preference, you would prefer for the two of you to sleep in the same bed?
Absolutely.
Let's see what Adam says about that. Adam?
Yes, sir.
Do you hear what your lovely wife, Pam, is saying? She wants to sleep in the same bed as you.
I understand that, but I'm also one of those people, I walk 10 miles in my sleep, too. I move around a lot, and my body heat is more than normal. So I'm always fearing that I'm going to wake the kid up, or I'm going to wake her up when she's needing sleep. So I kind of look at it as a, not a convenience, but a...
courtesy.
Like something else.
Courtesy. Out of courtesy to her, you don't want to keep her awake.
Exactly.
Pam, your response?
Yes. Well, that sounds very convenient and thoughtful, but that's in theory.
My goodness. Do you hear what this woman is saying? She's hearing what you're saying, Adam, but she still wants to be in the same bed as your thrashing self. Yes, Seth?
Pam, do you feel like Adam wanted to have a baby just so he could have an excuse to sleep in a separate bed?
That might be a possibility. Yeah, which makes me feel, well, I have mixed feelings about that.
Like, so, you're just a breeder.
To get away from me.
She's exactly. More than just a breeder, Adam.
Exactly.
Adam?
Yes.
How do you feel about what's coming out of your beautiful wife and the mother of your child's mouth?
Well, but you have to understand, before we even had children, she would literally almost chase me across the bed. Because I'm when I sleep, it's just, I'm hot. My whole body's hot.
It's hot.
And so whenever she would try to...
It's a hot sleeper.
Me, violent. I'm hot. I run.
I'd start sweating. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I got to move away. And she'd just keep chasing me across the bed.
It's because I'm cold all the time.
It's cold and dry. One of you are cold, the other one's hot. Press your bodies together and be lukewarm all night.
Exactly.
Make your woman happy.
Yes, I need to.
Sleep with her tonight.
When you do find time to make love, which I know is difficult with a child, whose bed are you normally doing it in, hers or his?
Well, then it's ours.
Oh, then it is
the big bed.
It is our. Okay. I'm just wondering who has to sleep in the remnants, if you will. You know, who?
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying that.
You would think about that, wouldn't you?
Hopefully it's him. All right. Well, guys, looks like we've got a little communication going on.
Well, let's bring him together. Maybe he can try to sleep with his wife tonight just to see how it goes.
Would you be so good tonight, Adam, as to sacrifice and sleep, God forbid, in the same bed as your wife just for tonight and then call back tomorrow and report back?
Oh, absolutely.
Sounds good. All right. In honor of that, we're going to hook you guys up. Your choice. You can go see Wreck the Halls with Brett Michaels, Kip Winger, and Lita Ford at the Ruth Eckert Hall on Thursday, December 29th, or Monster Jam on Saturday, January 14th at Ray J. Your choice.
I would say Monster Jam.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that, too.
All right, because he answered way before he checked with
her. They're on the same page.
Huge problems. All right, then Monster Jam and Dinner tonight. Hold on 1 second, and we'll get you those tickets. Thank you very much, Pam. And Pam, you call us back tomorrow, too, so we can get an honest opinion about how things went, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you very much for joining us. Do you listen to our show or just Adam?
No, I do. I do. I tune in when I go to on the way to work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you. 727-579-1025.
This guy's saying he's hot in his sleep. He runs in his sleep.
10 miles.
What's going on in this guy's sleep?
I don't know, man. He's very active.
I get hot when I sleep, so I turn the air down to 68 before I go to bed.
68?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought I turned it down low at 73.
No, I can't do 73. No, that's the tropics for me. I go 68.
68?
Yeah. I mean, this time of year is great because I can just open up a window, but man. I have to be cold when I go to bed.
Yeah, me too, but I thought 73 was significant. No,
go down a few more.
All right.
You'll sleep great.
I'm going to try tonight as I sleep alone.
'97X Tampa Bay's new rock alternative Silver Sun pickups. It's 8:09 with the Morning X, Fisher and Boy. Partly cloudy, scattered showers this afternoon. Your highs in the mid to upper 80s. Maxim magazine has come out with their new sex survey. They do it every single year. This your big comprehensive study.
It's the same thing every year.
I know.
They just change the numbers up.
But these things still surprise me more and more. Now, for conversation sake, if you don't mind, I'd like to get a woman on the phone. Because I, you know, anytime there's sex involved, I'd always rather have that, that woman voice, you know, on the phone there, you know, you and I just going back and forth, it's not as powerful as if we have a woman on the phone to help confirm or deny.
Make sure it's a woman with something to say.
Okay. Pinellas 217, Hillsborough 221 outside that 877-327, all ending in 9797. Let's dive right into a couple of these stats now. Now, these are just every week in Cosmo, there is a sex survey. If you go to get groceries every week, you'll see it. Every week, this is Maxim Magazine's comprehensive, yearly one where they really get a big sample size. So here you go. Thousands and thousands of readers, all men, the results are in. Here we go. What else I hate? It's just how many of these categories, I'm in the minority in some of these things, how I guess weird I am sexually, which screw all of you, you know, tweets their own.
You're admitting that you're weird finally?
Don't judge me, people. Don't judge me. Here we go. How many sexual partners have you had? The most common answer was 3 to 5 at 28%. 6 to 10 was in second place with 18%. 5% of guys say they're virgins and 4% say their number is so high they've lost count. Where you're in the 3 to 5 category?
Yeah.
So am I.
Fish.
What?
You lost track a long time ago in the 90s.
All right, 6 to 10. All right, how many one-night stands? 0 is the most common answer at 36%. 0 one-night stands. Then comes 1 at 16%. 4% of guys say that number is countless. I think I've only had 1.
Fish, come on.
I think so, and you've only had 1.
Right, I've only had 1 for sure.
All right. Let's see.
Okay.
Let's
ask a woman how many one-night stands she's had.
Are you feeling a Robin or Jeanette?
Don't make me choose.
Jeanette it is. Jeanette, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How many one-night stands have you had?
Probably 3.
Probably 3 times 3. That's 9.
No.
What? Okay, how old are you?
I'm 40.
You're 40 years old.
Man.
Oh, geez. 19. Come on, lady. How many sexual partners have you had?
Probably about 7.
21?
Okay. Yeah. Do you believe any of this, Fish?
Of course. Okay. I believe everything. You times 3.
All right.
But that's okay. You just keep throwing out numbers, and we'll keep adjusting them for inflation. Hey, Jeanette?
Yes.
Now, I do want you to know this Maxim survey is all men. It was all men. So that's why we're getting you on. One of the reasons why we're getting you on the phone, okay?
All right.
All right, then. Have you ever cheated?
Yes, I have.
Okay, 24% of men say they've cheated on someone. Exactly half say they were forgiven, half were not. 21% say that at some point they've gotten it on with a friend's girlfriend.
Wow.
You ever cheated?
I've never cheated.
I've never cheated either. I really, sincerely, I know you don't believe that, but I've never cheated. Have you been cheated on? 37% of women say a woman has gone behind their back. All right, 37% have been cheated on. Have you ever been cheated on, Jeanette?
I have been.
Oh, yikes.
I'm sure, probably. I haven't found out about it, though.
I would say no.
Probably were.
Listen, screw you.
No, I'm sure, Fish.
I'm sure I have not.
Remember the rough times.
You know what? I don't think I've
remember
ever...
when you were 250, 260? Who wanted to be with you then?
Will you stop?
I'm sorry.
I thought we were friends. favorite positions. This is from Maxim Magazine's favorite positions. Receiving pleasures is number one for men. That's our favorite position is men, 52%. Our favorite position is just sitting there on the couch and letting her, you know, whatever. That's our favorite position. Is that your favorite position?
Can you
say your favorite position on the radio?
I mean, it really doesn't matter. I mean, I've been a fan of the missionary lately.
Doggy is second, 39%. Making angry, passionate love to yourself is last. Only 13% of men say
that would probably be my first, actually. Yeah.
What about you, Jeanette?
Which is my favorite?
Yeah.
Receiving, definitely.
Okay. All right. So there we go. All right, continue. What do you think about during relations? Who do you think about during relations? 15% of men say they sometimes think about their ex. How you feel about that, ladies? 15% of guys have at one point, while they're curtaining you, thought about their ex.
Sometimes you pop in my head, Fish, because I'm always thinking about work. Sorry.
Jeanette, do I ever pop in your head?
All the time.
That's awesome. 17% fantasize about a celebrity.
No, I don't.
That's when I think about you because you're
Fish, stop.
Because you're a celebrity and you know I'm with you all the time. Have you ever thought about a celebrity during relations?
Not really.
No, I don't think I've ever thought about a celebrity either. And 11% think about one of their woman's friends. Have you ever thought about anybody others than the person that you're with while having relations, Jeanette?
While I was having him?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have to admit, I have only a couple times.
Me too.
Only a couple times. Because, you know, something's just not working.
You got to mix it up.
Yeah, you know. It's kind of like.
You got maybe this person will work, maybe this person will work.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like masturbation, too. You know, sometimes you're like, it's just not happening. You go, hey, who can I throw into the mix here in my head and kind of speed things along? That's horrendous.
Sometimes you need to just close your eyes and just fantasize.
There you go. Close your eyes and fantasize. Put that on a t-shirt. Have you ever been with a prostitute? 11% of men answered yes in this Maxim survey. Have you ever paid for sex?
No.
Jeanette?
No.
Neither have I. Sex tapes, 1 in 3. 31% of the men surveyed, this is thousands upon thousands of Maxim readers, have made a sex tape. 4% say it's fallen into the wrong hands. Jeanette? How are you? Jeanette?
Never. Nope,
never?
Not.
Boy?
Never.
Boy, hello?
Yes.
Is your mic on? Is your mic? Was that a yes?
That's a yes, I'm here.
Boy?
What was the question again?
Have you ever made a sex tape?
I might have one lying around. It's in the dark, though. It's just a little set up the camera thing, kind of spur of the moment.
Are you telling me or are you telling the listeners? Because I've seen it.
No, I'm telling you.
Does your girl know I've seen it?
You've seen it?
Yeah.
How?
You had it on your video camera on the cruise.
Oh.
Yeah, I never told you?
No.
Really?
Yeah, really.
You mad?
Not really.
I couldn't see anything.
Okay.
I could only hear stuff.
Oh, what'd you hear?
Stuff.
Did you hear me?
You were pretty quiet.
Okay, good.
Oh, man. I thought I... Man. Huh. Well, that's what you get for leaving your video camera out like that.
Yeah, sorry.
In the cabin.
What about you, Fish?
No, never made one. Never made one. All right. Here we go. 26%. We'll wrap it up here. No, we got one more to go. 26% have had a threesome. Jeanette?
I have.
How many?
Two.
Two of them? Were they both you and another girl with a guy, or was it two guys and a girl, or both?
Once was two girls and a guy, and another time was two guys and myself and another girl.
Huh? What? You've had more than a threesome.
Well,
so it was a foursome. You had a little orgy going. Okay, well,
she's had a threesome and a foursome, but only had sex with seven people.
Yeah,
seriously.
That's awesome. So technically, she's
that count.
So technically, she's had a ninesome and a twelvesome. If we're going to continue to multiply things by a three, you?
I wish.
Yeah, me too. I've never been in that situation. And lastly, same sex taboo relations. Have you ever hooked up with just another woman?
No.
Have you ever hooked up with a man?
No, Fish.
I've never hooked up with another man.
Would you be opposed to it, though?
Yes,
okay.
Very opposed
All
to
right.
it. Listen, I'm not homophobic. I'm heterosexual. There's nothing about a guy that I find attractive.
What about a guy with soft hands? Does that not matter to you?
Is he tucking it?
No, he's not tucking it.
Well, then no.
All right.
Seeing
what you like.
All right, Jeanette, thank you for being part of our Maxim Magazine sex survey.
Thank you.
One last one. You want one more? Because this one, I don't fall into this category. This is where I'm definitely a minority. 63% of men responding to this Maxim survey, there's thousands of men, 63% prefer rough relations to more sensual relations. 63% of men. Are you more of a rough sex kind of a gal or a sensual kind of a gal?
I think right down the middle.
Right down the middle?
Yeah, it all depends on the
how many people
that you're in.
How many people are involved? All right, so do you think boy is more of a rough relations kind of a gal or a sensual, guy? or a sensual relation kind of a guy?
I think boy is more on the sensual side.
Thank you. I am quite sensual.
All right. What about me? Do you think I'm a more of a...
You're rough. You're an animal fish.
Jeanette?
I think you're more sensual. I'd like to see a little bit more on the rough side.
Would you now?
Yeah.
All right. I'm split down the middle, but in a different way. When we're, relations for the most part, I'm more of a sensual kind of a guy. When I'm by myself, I like it rough. I like to smack myself around a little bit. All right. Thank you again. You have yourself a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too.
All right. John Romano from the TV team, the St. Petersburg Times, is sitting listening to his radio going, what?
Yeah.
So those guys are going to go
his daughter listens to the station, Fish.
Those guys are going to go from that to me. Screw those guys. John Romano, sports columnist from the St. Petersburg Times, will be on next talking about the all-star chances and possibilities of James Shields of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, talking about how they absolutely blew it last night in the ninth inning. Six runs in one inning.
Relax. Did you even watch any of the game?
No.
Okay.
But I can get worked up about anything. Also, the latest on Billy Donovan and the Orlando Magic, and of course the NBA championship, finals. Do you know when it begins? Anybody? You're all scrambling? Nope, it's not tonight. It's tomorrow night. And so we'll have him on talking about that. It's 8:20 with the Morning X, Fisher and Boy, stuff you should know in 30 seconds.